This week on the Golf Digest podcast, we're joined by Tony Finau, PGA Tour pro and one of the farthest drivers of the golf ball in the world. He joins us from Scottsdale at the Waste Management Open, where we talk about how distance is changing the pro game, his new equipment deal with Ping, and whether or not him and other young tour pros would welcome another tour event mirroring the Waste Management's party-like atmosphere. Welcome back to the Golf Digest podcast, where we caught up with Tony Finau before the start of this week's Waste Management Phoenix Open. When you hear Finau's name, you probably think of distance, and for good reason. He's averaging, yes, averaging 328.8 yards off the tee this season. It's crazy. That's good for second on tour. But there's more to that success, and which explains him rising to 37th in the world, inside that coveted top 50 where every tour pro aspires to be to earn exemptions into all four majors and the WGCs. How has Finau done all that? We'll discuss his path to success on the PGA Tour and break down the party atmosphere at the Waste Management Open. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening. We're joined by Tony Finau, who's on site at the PGA Tour's Waste Management Open in Scottsdale. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Sweet. Well, first, congratulations on your new endorsement deal with Ping. You know, you've been with a couple companies in your career, and you know, you're still a Nike apparel guy, but you've played the Ping clubs for a while now. So wondering how that transition has been, you know, since Nike got out of the game in the past 2 years, and also how exciting it is to kind of have a deal with a traditional company like Ping for the future.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was quite a cool process, actually. You know, it was when Nike got out of the equipment business, it gave us players the flexibility to kind of shop the market. So I went ahead and did that, and you know, and fell upon Ping, really just, you know, trying to just knock them off the list and just kind of go through, you know, make sure I go through all the companies so I can make the best decision I can. And you know, lo and behold, you know, their equipment was fantastic for me. You know, it fit my game, and you know, outside of that, I really got to know the personnel and, you know, the guys on a weekly basis that travel, and it's been a great fit. You know, it really has. But you know, the whole process was really a pretty fun process. It was tough. You know, it was a tough process when you have to go through so many different equipments and figure out what's going to be best for you, because there is so many great equipment out there these days. But you know, when I came upon Ping and you know, tried their equipment and went through the process with them, is definitely something that I knew I could work with. And again, just the personnel that I was dealing with on a weekly basis were really fantastic guys.
Right. Yeah, you're playing the Ping G400 Max driver. If you want to talk about what you've liked about that, maybe versus the standard G400, and why you feel the G400 Max kind of fits your game.
Yeah, so I was using the G, actually just the original G, all of last year, and it performed really nicely for me. So really, I wasn't looking for a driver. You know, even when they brought the G400 out, you know, I had a hard time changing, because I really, really liked mine. But you know, the G400 Max, when I hit it right away, you know, the look was really good. It looked really nicely to me. I think you have to be able to look at it and know that you can hit it good and hit it well. And not only that, but when I hit it, it was a lot more forgiving than the G. So right away, I knew it was something that I could work with. And outside of that, when I hit it well, I feel like I'm, you know, 6 to 10 yards further. It flies 6 to 10 yards further in the air than the G I was using, than the original driver I was using. So, you know, it's a combination of those things that, you know, led me to where I am today using the G400 Max. It's a really great driver. It high launch, low spin, and, you know, great with misses. And that's, you know, I think, you know, who wouldn't want that in a driver? And that's definitely what I found.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're talking driver, and that's your bread and butter. You know, when you first came on tour, you've been out here for a couple of years now, but most people knew you for, you know, being one of the biggest drivers of the golf ball in the game. But, you know, you've had a lot of success the past couple of years. You're comfortably inside the top 50 in the world, and you won in Puerto Rico 2016. What specifically would you say has kind of enabled you to make that career jump to, you know, really being one of the elite players in golf?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I can point at anything specifically. Sure. I think just all around, You know, I've been able to get more comfortable playing at this level and understanding what it takes to compete at this level on a weekly basis, and you know, and just sharpening each one of my skills. You know, I knew driving and distance was always one of my strengths, but there's a lot of areas that I you know, need to work on to continue to get better and you know, possibly be one of the best players in the world. So I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. You know, I've done some great things with my coach, Board Summer A's. We've done some great work on the golf course and just, you know, just learning, I think. So, you know, I know it's a little bit broad. my answer is a little bit broad, but it's, you know, it's really just, you know, just persistence for me, you know, going through experiences out here on tour, you know, learning from you know, my mistakes and just trying to get better and figure out where I can get better to gain an advantage, you know, on tour. So really a combination of things, but you know, length will always be I feel like something that I'm tied to, and that's great. You know, having length is a huge advantage out here on the PGA Tour, not only off the tee, but you know, something that a lot of people don't talk about is, you know, when you're hitting from 140, 150 yards, you know, I've got, you know, a wedge compared to most guys, you know, that are going to hit an 8-iron sure. or something. So, you know, that's distance works in a lot of ways, not only off the tee. So it's definitely something that's a big advantage for me. But there's so many different parts of the game, you know, we all need to work on. And so I think just getting better in each part of the game and learning how to score out here at the highest level is kind of what I can say has led me to where I'm at today.
Sure. Well, you mentioned Boyd Summer Hayes, fellow Utah guy and brother of Daniel Summer Hayes, fellow tour pro. Are there some things that you and Boyd have worked on maybe in the off season that that maybe after last year, you know, you had a great end of the year with two top tens at the BMW and the Tour Championship, but were there any parts of your game that you felt kind of needed just a little tune up before this season got going?
Yeah, there was just our putting. Yeah, just my putting. Mm-hmm. You know, I switched to putting conventionally in August in the playoffs this past 2017. Mm-hmm. And you know, I switched heads as well. And so, you know, my putting is something in the off season that Boyd and I knew we needed to attack and just become more consistent with. You know, the weeks I competed, I putted well, and the weeks I didn't compete, I didn't putt very well. So the overall consistency wasn't quite there, and you know, not what we were looking for long term. So just working on the stroke, understanding, you know, what we want to do moving forward, and just longevity on consistency in putting. So you know, I learned a lot from him, and that's definitely a part of the game that we attacked the most this past off season. So, you know, I had a nice putting week these last couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. and hopefully just continue to show that consistency on the greens and have some good putting weeks throughout the year.
For sure. Yeah, another top 10 last week, Torrey Pines, and, you know, looking for another solid couple weeks here as we get into the heart of the season.
That's right.
You know, we're talking about distance a bit, and you talked about, you know, how much of an advantage extra distance gives you. You know, one of the hot button topics in golf is how far, you know, the ball's going and how far you guys hit it. Do you kind of share that concern, or are you more in the field of, hey, you know, it's a physical game, and you know, if a golfer could showcase his superiority and athleticism, that should be rewarded? How do you kind of sit on that stance?
Yeah, you know, I haven't put a lot of thought into that. You know, I know the buzz surrounding that, and you know, a lot of the guys are talking about limited flight balls, or everyone using the same ball. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can go about it. You know, all I know is it's still an even playing field, and we're all trying to use the best equipment that we can and use the equipment to our advantage, and that's, you know, that's all that we've done, and it is kind of freaky though to see how far guys are hitting it these days. You know, flying at 300 in the air used to be really far. Now 50, 60 guys do that on tour. You know, it's pretty crazy, really. But, you know, the golf courses are made for us to, you know, they're lengthening these courses, and they're made for us to hit it that far. So, you know, I guess I'm taking a little bit of the middle position here and not really giving you a true answer, but, you know, we try to use equipment to our advantage, and I think that's just definitely what we've done and what we've shown, and that's what where the industry is heading now. Where it's going to be in the future, I don't know, but guys, you know, I know for sure, guys that hit it far, no matter what equipment we use, we're gonna hit it further than other guys, you know, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. No, good answer. It's a controversial topic in golf, so everyone's kind of trying to figure it out. So, you know, there's not a right or wrong answer. And, you know, you're talking about using equipment to your advantage. The Waste Management this week, you know, we're recording this on Tuesday before the tournament. That's, you know, it tends to be a course that that rewards distance a bit, and, you know, you can make a couple birdies if you're keeping it in play. But, you know, more importantly, or more known to golf fans, the Waste Management is this, you know, fun environment that's crazy different than other weeks on tour. The 16th hole is just a big party, and you got the rest of the crowds there. So, you know, how do you kind of look at this week? I was there last year. It was really an electric scene. Do you guys kind of look forward to that? You know, and how do you think they've kind of managed to create their own fun environment there in Scottsdale?
Yeah, I think it's been incredible for their marketing, for the Waste Management marketing team. Mm-hmm. They've done an incredible job of what they've done with 16, 17, 18. Really, all those holes now are basically stadium holes. I mean, they have stands up and down that place. But, you know, the way I look at it, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a different atmosphere than what we deal with on a weekly basis. And, you know, to deal with that, you know, this week is, you know, to me, I just look at it as a lot of fun, and it's a way that the game can grow. You know, I think there's a lot of non-golf fans that come and just enjoy the atmosphere of being outside, you know, in warm weather, watching some people play golf. You know, I always make fun. It's literally just a party going on, and we just happen to be playing golf in the middle of the party.
Right.
It's kind of what it feels like sometimes, you know. But, you know, I do think the game could use a little bit more of these laid-back environments like this, and it, you know, again, I look at it as just it's a lot of fun to be playing in front of these kind of crowds. You know, this is kind of what, you know, the guys in the NFL and the NBA deal with on a week, you know, on a daily basis. You know, this is what they're playing, the kind of atmosphere they're playing in. I know it's a totally different game that we play, and totally different atmosphere, but to be put in that atmosphere this week is really cool for us, and that's the way I look at it. It's a lot of fun.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, doing that every week would probably be too much of a distraction, but, you know, as one of the young guys, would you kind of welcome maybe one other tournament kind of, you know, stealing this model and, you know, making more of a party scene? You know, you have the Players is cool, and the majors are obviously big time scenes, but, you know, if there were one other tournament that was kind of like the Waste Management, do you think, you know, yourself and younger guys like yourself would welcome that tournament?
Yeah, no question. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, the Players' Championship, number 17, isn't that far off from number 16 at Waste Management, just meaning how many people are there, and you can hear every little thing, you know, honestly. And, you know, I think there's probably more golf fans there than there are here this week at the Waste Management, being what type of tournament that is, you know, our fifth major. But, you know, I would definitely welcome that, you know, and I think a lot of the younger generations would as well. So it's something I think, you know, again, the game could use just it being different. You know, I know what the Zurich has done is, you know, they have a team event.
Right.
That makes that tournament different. You know, just to have your tournament stand out, you know, I don't see why not. Other tournaments wouldn't do that. It definitely wouldn't, you know, scare guys away like me.
Right. Well, that's cool. Tony, appreciate you taking some time today to talk about your new deal with Ping. Congratulations and best of luck the rest of the year going forward.
No, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks again to Tony Finau for joining us. Thanks to Ping for setting that up. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And come back next week to see who our guest will be. Thanks a lot.